the Pete Hoffman Show on WFAN.
The New York Yankees had themselves an epic, epic game in Philadelphia, and Cam Schlittler does it again. You talk about an amazing performance of 7-plus innings against the Philadelphia Phillies team, which is one of the better. Listen, they have their ups and downs too, but they have some of the best hitters in that lineup with Bryce Harper and Kyle Schwarber, one of the best home run hitters, power hitters in the league. And Cam Schlittler made the Phillies look ridiculous. No walks, 7-plus innings, 12 strikeouts. He was amazing. He was amazing. And the Yankees win a close game, a tight game, and you look at the bullpen, and Brent Hedrick again is amazing. And you look at David Bednar comes out, and he's amazing too. Again, Brent Hedrick came in with two on, one out, eventually became bases loaded and one out, and he gets out of an incredible situation to keep the game tied, keep the game 1-0, and then hand the ball to David Bednar and secure the win. And the Yankees win 1-0 in Philly. And all I can think of, is the New York Yankees can't let this season slip away. And I'm not talking about the regular season. We know that the Yankees are going to be in the playoffs. We know this Yankee team is really good. But there is rumblings going on that the Yankees are out for a closer. They're craving a closer in Mason Miller. Oh, that is great. I mean, just to secure a bullpen, to add on to David Bednar, to add on to Brent Hedrick, who's been just unbelievable this season for the Yankees. To add on an extra piece to the bullpen, along with the starting pitching that you have right now with Gerrit Cole and Max Fried, amazing. Cam Schlittler, amazing. Once Carlos Rodon comes back, great. If Clark Schmidt comes back, great. But there is a major piece that the Yankees keep on forgetting about. It's the offense. I know Jesus Luzardo pitched well. I know he's a good pitcher. But three hits. Three hits. A home run by Paul Goldschmidt for the only run, and the rest two singles. Three hits for the New York Yankees. That is a problem. And right now, Aaron Judge is not coming back anytime soon. And the Yankees have to realize he may not come back this season. And we could sit and talk about how, well, you can't really look at the season without Aaron Judge. Like, if Aaron Judge isn't coming back, what are we going to do? You can't invest into this season. Why not? Why not? The pitching staff is dominant. If you're planning on getting a Mason Miller to back this bullpen, you're setting yourself up for an amazing pitching situation going into the playoffs. But you have to score runs. And you could sit there and say, oh, Paul Goldschmidt, you know, who's had a renaissance of a season, even though he's had his downs recently because he's been playing more, because they need him in the lineup. They need a righty bat. But you can't rely on that. You can't rely on an old Paul Goldschmidt. We know the conversation at catcher. And then there's rumors on top of all this stuff that we're sitting here and saying, the Yankees, they don't want to invest and throw down. And I know George Lombard Jr. may get called up at shortstop. So maybe, hey, that's as good of a trade. You know, you don't have to make the trade. You'll just bring up George Lombard Jr. That's as good as a trade. But we don't know how he's going to perform if he does get called up. We don't know how good he's going to perform in the bigs. We don't know if he's going to look like Derek Jeter or Anthony Volpe. And there's a big difference there, okay? There is a huge difference between Derek Jeter and Anthony Volpe. Don't let anybody fool you. And we don't know what George Lombard Jr. is going to look like. But there's rumors of other teams now, Red Sox, maybe even the Orioles, because guess what? I know they just lost now in extra innings. But for a team that was, you know, oh, they're terrible, they're like four games out of a wild card. And the Red Sox are winning again and making their push to make the playoffs. I mean, we're talking about a team that's now saying they want to buy at the deadline. They want to make aggressive trades. They're looking for shortstop. They're looking for a catcher. The same thing the Yankees are or should be looking for. And think about that. What if the Sox go out and bulk up at these positions where the Yankees are like, you know what? It's not worth it because Judge isn't here. We can't invest in the season. We'll just see how far we go. We'll just see what happens. And if we win, we win. Great. And we'll look into next year. There may not be a next year. To me, the Yankees have to pounce. To me, the Yankees have to be aggressive. It would be, what would be worse than the Yankees losing and not going deep in the playoffs and not make it to the World Series when it was basically handed to you in the beginning of the season? And basically we talked about, a bad American League. This should be a breeze for the Yankees. Should be a breeze. A bad American League. But if the Red Sox make a push and go deep into the playoffs, dare get to the World Series? Because Brian Cashman didn't do enough at the deadline? Now we're talking about a different conversation. Now we're talking about how I know there's a lot of people that can't stand Brian Cashman that says, oh, it's time to move on from Brian Cashman. If that's the case, if the Red Sox find a way to push themselves into the playoffs and go far, then that is a conversation for Brian Cashman to be done in New York. Because you cannot, and I love Cashman. I'm a fan of Brian Cashman. I think he is one of the best GMs in all of sports. But you cannot allow this season to slip away. You cannot do that. Cam Schlittler, amazing performance. Offense, terrible performance. One run, and again, Jesus Luzardo is a good pitcher. I'm not going to deny that. But I believe Jose Alvarado came in, and his ERA is ballooned up to 6. And they couldn't touch him. And in recent weeks, the Yankees offense has not been very productive. So this is not a new thing. This is a thing. This is a problem. And they need to fix it. Listen, we're in the dog days of summer or close to it. August is around the corner. But again, it needs to be fixed. And you can't sit and wait, especially when you have teams in your own division who are going to be active at the trade deadline. If the Red Sox go out there and get guys like Shea Langeliers and Zach Neto, guys that the Yankees could use over Anthony Volpe or Jose Caballero, and yes, George Lombard Jr., we've talked about him forever. But are you going to bring up and rely upon a young rookie like you did with Anthony Volpe and hope and cross your fingers that he works out?
Or are you going to bring in somebody who actually can play the position, is a good defensive shortstop, can play the position, and can supply offense? That's the question. Excuse me. And right now, if the Red Sox go out and do that, if the Red Sox go out and get Zach Neto, if the Red Sox go out there and get Shea Langeliers, positions the Yankees need, and they make that push, and they make that climb, and they surpass the Yankees in the playoffs, that would be a death sentence to Brian Cashman. 888-808-1019. We'll get to your calls. We'll also talk about the Mets. We're going to have Anthony DeComo around 11 o'clock pop on to talk about. David Stern spoke today, which he does at every homestand. It's not very enlightening anymore, but there was a lot of trade conversation, a lot of things brought up about Francisco Lindor, and just conversations about the going into this trade deadline. There's 10 days left, I think, till the trade deadline. So we'll talk to DeComo about that. Plus, Juan Soto now was pulled again with a calf injury. So he's going for an MRI. We'll find out more details. So we'll talk to DeComo at around 11 o'clock. And then in bigger news, in other news, the decision, the final decision has been made by LeBron James. He's going to Philadelphia. And I'll tell you this much. I can't stand LeBron James. I never could stand LeBron James. He is a chaser. He was a chaser for a ring. And now he's a chaser for the spotlight. His time on the West Coast fizzled. Boston has no idea what they're doing. The Celtics have no idea what they're doing. The Cavaliers are done. He's done that before. They got swept and embarrassed in the Eastern Conference Finals by the Knicks. He's not going there. The Heat with Giannis, you can't compete with Giannis. I'm sorry, at LeBron's age, you can't compete with Giannis Antetokounmpo and the Heat. So there's no point to going back there. It's old news. So, and the Knicks, they just won a World Series. So what are you going to do? Not World Series, excuse me, jeez. Looking at four different baseball screens right now. They just won a championship. So they won the NBA Finals. So you don't, like, LeBron James can't come to New York and do something that no one's ever done before. And he cracked the code and he brought New York a championship. No, Jalen Brunson did that. So there's nothing that LeBron can do here in New York that hasn't been done. So his only option to be in the spotlight all season long is follow Jaylen Brown as he teams up with Joel Embiid and Maxey. And it is going to fail. It's going to be like Aaron Rodgers coming out for game one with the New York Jets, holding that American flag. It is going to go downhill very quick. But not for nothing, that's what you get when you are just chasing for the spotlight.